is saying that who are, who might have said that they didn't vote for, or he or she did not vote for Honorable Adongo, there in the fighting in Parliament, did not also even just vote for him in the ended, they just ended 2020 general election. Probably the person is an NPP person. Or the person doesn't care about the hardship that the EVP intends to bring onto the ordinary person, including the people of Bolga. I can tell you and re-emphasize that we, the people of Bolga, have always been proud of the fact that anything that has to do with imposing difficulty and hardship on us have always been resisted by our leaders and by the ordinary people. That is why in the past, you have seen us even demonstrate when it comes to issues concerning such issues. I mean, and we are happy that our MPs, not only the Bolga Central MPs, but even our MPs in general, okay, including Honorable Adongo, who represents the people of Bolga Central, stood on their feet and fought the deal right from the very, very day it was read in Parliament by the Finance Minister to the committee level, and the last time was not to witness at the floor of Parliament. Okay, the fight came in two different ways. The intellectual fight took place, and that is how we got all Ghanaians, almost all Ghanaians on our side, supporting us to the extent that the bill is a very bad one, the amount or the percentage attached to it is very high, and then we didn't end it there. We decided to also fight it when it became necessary for us to fight it fiscally. And that is what we saw in Parliament just about 2 days ago. And to talk about, we recommend them. We recommend the Honorable MP for Bolga Central, who is a member of the Finance Committee, and in fact, the DPP rank him on the committee for standing on their feet and fighting it both intellectually and fiscally to make sure that the bill as it speaks has been suspended. So we support them. Nobody is against them, and we are happy for that.